Lee, remember this, August of 2025, the month we gained the upper hand for the first time in my lifetime over the left in the culture wars.
About time.
Using dollars and cents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To set this up, remember when Taylor Swift, when Taylor Swift endorsed Her Highness for president?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, right? Okay. Right. And so ever since then, she's been beloved by the left, beloved by Democrats. So, of course, for the last 48 hours, her engagement to Travis Kelce has been celebrated as if it was a holiday, some kind of event. Now, this would never happen, of course, if she was a megastar who supported Trump. But she supported Kamala. And so, by extension, Kelce has been beloved by the Democrats and the left just for being with her, you know? It's assumed he's, you know, kind of a Democrat, too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Democrat adjacent.
You got Democrats who are celebrating a, you know, a marriage between a man and a woman. So
I know. Like nothing else could get them to do that.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So very heteronormative. I mean, it's problematic on so many levels. But if you endorse Kamala Harris, well, we'll just overlook the heteronormativity for now. Although it would help if she came out as bisexual. Anyway, I'm not saying she is. I'm saying it would help.
No,
Democrat talking
point.
Points. Okay.
Yes,
yeah, okay. Yes. All right. So, after the Democrats do everything, Lee, that back in 21 or 22, when they, through the FBI, controlled social media, they could have destroyed American Eagle. American Eagle stock would be spinning at the bottom of the ocean because the human rights campaign would have dumped them.
Oh, yeah.
There would be nobody to save them. They wouldn't have even done this.
They couldn't even done an ad campaign. For they
wouldn't
have
done
ran it. Yeah.
No, they wouldn't have done it. Right. Okay. Well, right now, Sydney Sweeney should be done. American Eagle should be done. But yesterday, after the Democrats did their level best to Nazi, white supremacist Nazi, American Eagle, they got the biggest fish of all, Travis Kelce. He signed on. With American Eagle? What?
Nope.
After they've been branded, the left specifically told us we are not allowed to buy their jeans because they're Nazis. And the Kelce people went, why? I want to make money.
Where do I sign?
Where do I sign? Understand the sheer impossibility of this if it was still the year 2022. If it was before X.
Oh, yeah.
If it was before all of it. And yesterday, this happened.
Here we go. Travis Kelce, sportswear and lifestyle brand, launching a new design collaboration with American Eagle, the company's first campaign since backlash over their viral Sydney Sweeney ad.
Yeah, so this ad came out yesterday, and this is just one day after he got engaged. Travis Kelce is having a pretty big week right now. So the ad comes out. It's this collaboration between his company, his lifestyle brand. It's called True Colors and American Eagle. But what's interesting is that this is right after the Sydney Sweeney jeans controversy, where the company got embroiled with her ad campaign. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, and there's a lot of backlash about the word jeans. Interesting, though, the stock has actually gone up at American Eagle. Here's their statement. American Eagle and Travis Kelce were destined to collaborate, an iconic brand teaming up with one of the greatest athletes of our generation. That's what I call a win. Travis Kelce saying, quote, I want everyone to feel like there is something for them in the collection, something they can feel good in and make their own. I'm excited for it to finally be out in the world. And, you know, it's interesting because there's this op-ed this morning on Fox News.com. It talks about the whole Cracker Barrel miscalculation that's really cost their company millions of dollars. And it talks about this rebranding thing. Corporate rebranding, cultural firestorms often flow from internal ideological ignorance and progressive arrogance to outside firms obsessed with forcing distorted and often woke worldviews on everybody else. So it's interesting that you've got these two dichotomies, the whole Cracker Barrel story, which went one direction, and then American Eagle.
No, it didn't. We went full force up against the left for control of Cracker Barrel, and we won.
Yeah.
But what happened here? What happened here? When we are lashing Cracker Barrel, because now we have a platform on X and Instagram and all these other places, because Mark Zuckerberg has knuckled under us to us now, too. He's following the mob. The mob is us, the normals. And it's a good mob. Okay, so what happens? The stock at Cracker Barrel, pay attention to this, gets beaten down. They can't take it anymore. Beaten down more than Obama's human rights campaign could beat it down with a negative LGBTQ rating. More than Larry Fink, who now leads the World Economic Forum, and BlackRock could beat it down. More than Vanguard could beat it down by dumping it. And they go, uncle.
Yeah.
And then watch what happens. Okay, uncle, you can have Uncle Herschel. You can keep him. Stock goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Every CEO in the country that Obama and Biden formally terrorized with the human rights campaign, just watch that.
Yep.
What else did she say there? It's all about money. You know it comes down to money. What else went up? American Eagle stock went up. After the left did everything they could to destroy it, including their media, went up. Went up so much, all of a sudden, Kelsey's got to be on board. Despite the left doing their level best Nazi on it. That's two wins in a week. Normally, it would go the Gina Carano route. She was absolutely destroyed, Lee. Her career was just destroyed. She was canceled. Normally, you would see Sydney Sweeney would be canceled. And if Kelsey jumped on, canceled. I mean, could you imagine doing something like this during the Summer of Love NFL era?
Yeah.
Where you had to put a Democrat-approved talking point, a fake talking point about police violence on your helmet. I think you could choose between six of them, but you couldn't choose not to put one on. Why? The terror. The NFL was terrified of the Democrats, human rights campaign, of all these crazy people. It's over. It's over. We win. I never thought this was possible.
Yeah.
But Americans, you know what's making this happen? Americans are getting all sides of the story. This is being debated in families, and families are forwarding this tweet and this side and that side. We're actually talking about real things now instead of some slanted, stupid lie that the Democrat media would make up. They have no power. Now, think about this. This is a dilemma. This is a big dilemma because they have been pimping the Taylor Swift engagement for 48 hours. Why? Because she's a model Democrat, okay? Mm-hmm. And Kelsey does this. They don't know what to do. Do they cancel Kelsey and keep her? Do they cancel both of them? Or do they just give up because they can't cancel anyone anymore?
I think they've given up because they can't cancel anybody.
Nope, they can't.
They're trying to celebrate it because they're trying to make an appeasement to the normals.
Yes.
And they know that if they suddenly start going out of their way to criticize Taylor Swift, whose biggest fan base is in their target demo, then it's going to cost them.
And it didn't before. And the reason it didn't before was because all of these 535 major brands had all signed on with the human rights campaign. They were all woke. And so if your competition is woke and you're woke, it doesn't hurt you.
Right, right.
But that just changed this week.
Yeah.
This is a huge week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this means Sydney Sweeney's not done. I mean, she's not going to be able to work with the traditional Hollywood studios probably, but somebody will pick her up. And she's huge now. Dunkin' Donuts picked her up after she was supposed to be a disgraced Nazi canceled.
Well, I noticed, and listen, I do not follow her on social media. I couldn't even tell you why she's famous. But I did notice that there was some viral video going on of her at a gun range.
Oh, yeah.
The girl can handle a weapon. I am impressed. And now, this is what impresses me the most. She restores American classic muscle cars. She actually works on cars, yes, that have internal combustion engines. Not that I'm opposed to EVs, but I'm a fan of the internal combustion engine in classic American cars, and she works on them. And she's got some. And
she's a registered Republican. Well, I mean, she'd be dead. She'd be done her career. I mean, like just 2022, done.
Yeah. This is the kind of woman that you want your son to come across.
I know. Yeah, fantastic, right? Like, where can I get three or four of these? Yeah, I know. So yeah, no, it's fantastic. So all that's going on. And by the way, on this Taylor Swift thing, I don't like her politics. I do like her music. I have quite a bit of it on my playlist. I'm ashamed to admit I do. But I don't buy it, okay? So don't panic. But I do listen after. I can get it for free with that.
There you go.
But okay, yes, she can sing. Okay, so here's the other thing that the left had. This is really good about this engagement, okay? When you look at all the polls, and we bring them to you monthly on American women, they're giving up on marriage, they're giving up on men, they don't like men because why? They've been told they shouldn't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Marriage is heteronormative,
right, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then Taylor Swift goes and lives the fairy tale. This is so bad for the Democrats. She's just made marriage really cool because these women, have you ever seen them when they go to her concerts? They're like lemmings. If she does something, if she buys something, if she says, go buy this lipstick, they all buy it even if it's not the right shade for them. They're going to all get married now.
Make marriage great again?
Yes, they're going to go find, and he's a manly man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I like him.
NFL football player.
But he's like, you know, he's masculine.
Yeah.
The thing you're not supposed to like. So this could be, I'm not actually being sarcastic. For once, this could actually help marriage with this demographic is women are so opposed to it. We've had these polls over 50% say they don't want to marry. Yeah. They don't like men. They're not even on, you know, they're trying to meet men because men are toxic and blah, 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 and whatever else they heard on TikTok and Instagram. And this is, you know, she is a confirmed Democrat woman. She's Democrat branded. She's getting married to a dude. It's great. Now, if she'd crank out like 3 to 5 children, that would help. But, but okay. we're not there yet. Okay. Not yet. So this is a mess for the left. This is a disaster. Throw it on the heap and pile of disasters. They are piling up.